Last night in the Taraweeh Salat, the sixth juz was recited, continuing with Surah An-Nisa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the first verse mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like al-jahra bis-su'i min al-qawl, people speaking all kinds of evil, except a person who is oppressed and he wants to take vengeance, or he wants someone to help and assist him, then he goes and explains to another person. Otherwise, unnecessarily speaking evil, backbiting, speaking about other people, Allah ta'ala does not like it at all. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears everything, Allah has knowledge of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember that if you have to expose anything or hide it, or you forgive, overlook some evil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also most powerful and all forgiving. You forgive others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put qudrat and power over everything. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that if a person disbelieves in Allah and his anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, or he wants to make a difference, some anbiya alayhi salam I believe, some I don't believe in, this is also kufr and disbelief. As we have read now, a person has to believe in all anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. If a person rejects even one Nabi of Allah, it's kufr and disbelief. That is why the Christians and the Jews, they reject, for example, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They believe in all other anbiya alayhi salam. But the Christians don't believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is kufr and disbelief. A person is, you will not get salvation. Allah ta'ala says, ulaika humul kafiruna haqqa. They in reality are disbelievers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept a very painful punishment for these people. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the Jews, the evil disrespect which they showed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They said, arina Allah jaharatan, show us Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them for this year. And many other evils they had done, taking the calf and worshipping it after clear signs had come to them, and breaking the pacts and promises with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, killing the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and speaking ill about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, making a slander upon Maryam radiallahu anha, and saying about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, we have killed him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said they did not kill him, they did not crucify him, but they were placed in doubt regarding Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And barrafa'ahu Allahu ilayhi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised Isa alayhi salatu wasalam to him, and close to Qiyamah, the belief of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send Isa alayhi salatu wasalam down again. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they also had taken riba and interest and many other evils, stop people from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ate wealth of people in a haram way. So these are the evils of the Jews. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us about them, so we must abstain from such evil qualities. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Christians and tells them that they must not make hulu in their deen, that they are exceeding the bounds, that taking Isa alayhi salatu wasalam to the level of divinity and making him a god, like how unfortunately many Muslim people also regarding Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they give him such qualities. They call alimul ghaib, he has knowledge of the unseen, or Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is hazir, nazir, he's present everywhere. So this is also making hulu and exceeding the bounds regarding the qualities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Instead of making Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a perfect human being, instead of making him an imperfect god, that's what they are doing, they're making him a kind of god, but imperfect god, by giving him all of these qualities. Whereas we say he was the most perfect human being, but he had the qualities of human beings, he did not have the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is how the Christians unfortunately became deviated. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and the angels, they do not have pride to become the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, to be a servant of Allah ta'ala is a thing of honor. That I'm a servant, I'm the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person shouldn't feel shy to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are not the worshippers and slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then automatically we will become the slaves of human beings, slaves of other people, slaves of our nafs and desires. The ideal is to become the worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, and at the end of the surah also, regarding inheritance, the beginning of the surah Allah mentioned inheritance, and here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the important masala of inheritance. يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ أَن تَضِلُّ. Allah has explained this to you in very clearly, so you do not become misguided, and you follow this path, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got knowledge of everything. Thereafter Allah subhanahu, the next surah is surah Ma'idah. Ma'idah means a dastarkhan, a tablecloth where food is placed, which inshallah in the seventh para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mention the incident of the Ma'idah. So in the beginning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ. O people of Iman, fulfill all your pacts and promises. Pact which you have made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you said La ilaha illallah, you made a pact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You said, oh Allah, I am going to follow all your commands. Muhammadur Rasulullah, I'm going to follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So fulfill the pact which you have made. Fulfill the pact which you have made with human beings. If a person makes a business transaction with somebody, he signs a contract. Once you sign that contract, then a person has to abide by all the rules of that contract. So this is Allah ta'ala, this is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fulfill all your pacts and promises. And a third type of pact which a person makes sometimes for himself, he takes an oath, a vow, that I promise to do a certain action, then it's also compulsory for a person to fulfill that. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about halal and haram, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made certain things haram for a person, and it's only benefit for a human being, because all of these haram things, they either physically will cause harm to a person, spiritually they will cause harm to a person, mentally, psychologically they will cause harm to a person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made certain animals haram for a person. Stay away from this. It's only benefit for yourselves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentions, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ. Today I have perfected for you your deen. Our deen of Islam is completely perfect now. There is no change or abrogation or any. This was revealed right at the end of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life in Hajjatul Wada on the 9th of Zulhijjah, on the day of Arafah. One Jewish person told Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu that if it was us who would have celebrated this day, made it an Eid, what a great bounty Allah has given you, that your deen is completely perfect. I have completed upon you my ni'mat and bounty, and I am happy for you that I have given to you Islam as your deen, as your way of life. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, I know exactly when this was a double Eid for us. It was the day of Jummah also, it was the day of Arafat also, the day of Hajj, two great days of the Islamic calendar. So and we were given this great bounty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us complete and perfect deen. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we appreciate it. That's why also we must try to read the dua, Raditu billahi rabba, wa bil islami deena, wa bi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasoola wa nabiya. We have a person is saying, I'm happy with Allah is my Rabb, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my Nabi, and I'm happy with Islam as my deen. So inshallah, by means of this year, we are testifying to this ayat of the Quran Sharif. And the great virtues are mentioned in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The person who reads this here, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will hold his hand. Allah will become pleased with that person who reads it. Or Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will hold the person's hand and take him into Jannah. Because the person's iman is kamil. And also these are the same the questions which a person is asked in the qabr. Those three questions he is asked about. So when you are reading this here, repeating it day in and day out, then we are reminding ourselves of the qabr, the life of the grave, what answers, the three answers I am going to give. And if a person keeps repeating it, it comes into his heart. Inshallah, in the qabr when he goes, it will become very easy for him to answer all three questions. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a great bounty of wudu and ghusl. That when a person wants to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what an honor standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But a person must come physically clean also and spiritually clean before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Minimum, physically clean we should come. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have given you this great ibadat of wudu. The furs of wudu I mentioned here. And if you are in a state of janabat, a major impurity, then make sure you have a ghusl and you wash yourself completely. So all that filth and dirt is out of a person. Now you're coming in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What an honor. And if you do not have water, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made in place of that sand, by means of tayammum, a person has purified himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيَجْعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. Allah ta'ala does not want to make difficulty upon you. But Allah wants, you must purify yourself. Allah wants to complete His ni'mat and bounty. Wudu and ghusl is a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants to complete it upon you people. You can get all the benefits of wudu. And وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Perhaps you will make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these bounties. Really, sometimes we make shukr to Allah ta'ala for the food we get. We make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the houses we have. And we should make shukr when you enter the house. The sunnah dua also. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَتَمَنَا وَسَقَانَا. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَوَانَا وَكَفَانَا. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي مَنَّ عَلَيَّ فَأَفْضَلْ. أَسْأَلُكَ أَن تُجِيرَنِي مِنَ النَّارِ. We thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the food and the zinc and for the protection which Allah has given us and Allah has sufficed us. It is a sunnah dua when entering the house. But what about the physical, spiritual bounties? How many of us make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Make shukr to Allah for our iman. Make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for being an ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make shukr to Allah ta'ala for the bounty of salat. Making shukr to Allah ta'ala. Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. The object of this ibadat I'm giving you, wudu and ghusl, is you must make shukr. How many of us make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these spiritual bounties? Because the month of Ramadan also, they also Allah ta'ala mentions, وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. I gave you the month of Ramadan. لِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. You must make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this bounty. One is at least with in our heart to realize that Allah has given us this bounty. And then to physically to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the bounty of these things. And then to using our bodies, trying to fulfill this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Really these are great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the Bani Israel, that what bounties Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them. And Allah said, I will be with you people, but on condition, if you establish salat, you give zakat, you believe in all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, you help and assist them, and you spend, besides zakat, you will spend other money in the path of Allah ta'ala, وَأَقْرَضْتُمُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا, you give a beautiful loan in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, I will forgive your sins. I will enter you into Jannat. Not Jannat, Jannat, many gardens flowing beneath their rivers. But if a person is not prepared to accept and he makes kufr, then he has gone on the wrong path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we cursed them. We made their heart hard because they broke the pact which they had made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is warning us that your pact you have made, la ilaha illallah, do not break the pact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remain steadfast on it so you do not become misguided. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions other evils about the Jews and the ni'mat and bounties which Allah ta'ala has given to his people, to the Jews. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told the people, remember the ni'mat and bounties of Allah upon you. Allah made amongst you people anbiya alayhi salam. Allah made you people kings. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you what he never given, had given to anyone of the universe. Some ulama say, وَجَعَلَكُمْ مُلُوكَ, not all of them were kings. Some of them were kings. But what it meant, a person who's got a servant in the house, he's like a king. He's got a worker working in his house. How many of us have got workers? Allah has made us like kings in our homes. What in bounties Allah has given us? He said, remember the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a certain command was given to them to enter the muqaddas land, the sacred land, then these people, they made a mock of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they were not prepared to accept it. And actually, with disrespect, said to Musa alayhi salam, فَذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ, you and your Rabb go and fight. We're going to sit back here, we're not going to go. Because of this disobedience, for 40 years Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deprived them of the blessed land. And eventually after Musa alayhi salam passed away, many of the Bani Israel passed away, and the next generation came, then Allah ta'ala gave them the bounty. The blessed land was given to them, Sham was given back to them, because of the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the disrespect. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that one evil quality the Jews had within themselves was jealousy. Because of jealousy, they were Ahle Kitab, people of knowledge, people of the book. But this quality was found in them of jealousy. And because of this jealousy, they were not prepared to accept Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the risalat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah mentions the incident that the first person who had jealousy was Qabil. And he had jealousy for his brother Habil. And because of this, he actually was prepared to kill his own brother. This is what jealousy leads a person to. Mashayikh mentioned, from all the evil akhlaqi razila, jealousy is the final after takabbur and pride and anger and all of these qualities. Then this eventually results in jealousy. It comes, it boils up to jealousy. A person has jealousy in his heart then. And they say that the first guna which was committed in the heavens was jealousy. When shaitan refused to make sajda to Adam alayhi salam, it was because of jealousy. So the first guna which was committed was because of jealousy. And the first guna which was committed on the surface of the earth was a murder. And that also was because of jealousy. That Qabil was jealous of his brother Habil because the wife he was going to get married to was more beautiful than the one he was supposed to get married to. So because of this, he actually killed his brother. So Allah Ta'ala is warning us about this evil quality of jealousy, and how the first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even taught human beings how to bury by means of a bird. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a bird to teach human beings how they must bury the deceased people. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the punishment of those people who are highway robbers. If they commit a highway robbery, then it's a severe punishment for them. And in the dunya also, and in akhirat also, Allah has kept the punishment for them. And on the other hand, if a person who steals, male or female, فَقْطَعُوا أَيْدِيَهُمَا, cut off their hands, that is a punishment for what they have done. And it's a lesson for other people from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if people will have this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it mentions that we think that the whole society will be walking out without hands. But no, a few people is done for. A few hands are taken away. And then hundreds of thousands of lives will be saved or properties will be saved. No one will have the courage and the guts thereafter to steal from anybody when the Islamic system was there. And we find also still today in many places where they bring to some extent the Islamic law, like in Afghanistan or when it happened that time when the Taliban were ruling before, now maybe also in the same. There's so much of peace, fear, restlessness changes to complete peace and serenity. People have got the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there are always some evil elements, but they've got the fear of the law. So because of this, Allah ta'ala creates aman in the world. And today the whole law system is actually to create unrest, to create fear in the hearts of people. And the benefit is always given to the criminals and not to the innocent people. So the innocent people, unfortunately, are living behind bars today, and the criminals are walking around free. Whereas in the Islamic system, it's the complete opposite way. So Allah Ta'ala make it such that we get the Islamic system back. We should actually make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, we haven't seen an Islamic system, but Allah make it in our lives. That Allah Ta'ala has got the full qudrat and power to change conditions around us, and we actually see Islamic law, the Islamic system of life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this law, Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ مِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Then Allah ta'ala has given these laws of qisas and eye for an eye, life for a life, all of these things Allah has given it. And those who are not prepared to accept how Allah has revealed, He does not pass these decisions, then they are kafir and disbelievers. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. They are oppressors. And فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. They are open sinners who do not accept the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in these matters regarding the penal law and the punishments which Allah ta'ala has given. And there was only greatness and benefit for a person in there. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, لَا تَتَّخِذُ الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَ أَوْلِيَاءَ. Do not take the Jews and the Christians as your friends. They are friends of one another. Whoever befriends them, then unfortunately is amongst those people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentions the ayat of irtidad. مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِي. Ulama say that the rabt and the connection between these two is, when a person takes the Yahud and Nasara as his friends, the Christians and Jews as bosom friends, then this eventually leads a person to irtidad. It leads a person to leaving the fold of Islam. Today many of youngsters in environments in the school and universities, their friends are Christians and Jews, and or even atheists, even worse. And then when a person listens to them, sits in their company, then he's inclined towards the atheistic way of life, or he starts thinking like them. Eventually people are leaving the fold of Islam. We even had cases where a person, he left the fold of Islam, so he's an atheist, but he comes to the masjid, he reads namaz, just because of family pressure, what people would say about his father. He said, I just come to the masjid, but why did you accept Christianity? Why did you become an atheist? I had a friend, and he encouraged me, explained to me, and he put this in my mind. And so convincing they are, that the person eventually leaves the fold of Islam. So the main reason why a person becomes murtad normally is because of the friends a person keeps, the company a person keeps. Allah warns us here, do not ever take the Jews and the Christians as your friends. They are friends of one another. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever becomes a murtad amongst you people from his deen, who turns away from his deen, Allah is not in need of us. We are in need of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You turn away, فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ. Allah will soon bring a qawm, a nation, who will love Allah, He will love them, and they will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mawlana Shaki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi mentioned so beautifully, that when a person has got the desire to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not of his own kamal and perfection. It is because Allah loves him. Because Allah said, يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ. Allah loves them, and that's when they will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So actually it's a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we got some desire in our heart to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says one way to save ourselves from irtidad and leaving Islam is to build the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the opposite of kufr and disbelief in irtidad is those who have got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the qualities these people will have, they are very, very humble for the believers, soft to the believers, but very hard against the kuffar and disbelievers. They will sacrifice in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, strive. And they will not fear the criticism of those people who criticize them. This is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grants it to whomsoever He wants to. And then again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, do not take those people who have taken your deen as a pastime and as a joke, especially regarding the azan. وَإِذَا نَادَيْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. When you call people towards azan, towards namaz, they take this as a joke. They may make a mock of it, and they look down upon it. They do not have intelligence, understanding, so they are mocking it. So do not take such people, that is the Jews and the Christians, and those who will mock the shi'ar and the signs of Islam, do not ever take them as your friends. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you have really got iman within yourselves. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, coming to the end, He mentions that if the people of the kitab, the Jews and the Christians, they had true iman within themselves, they had iman and taqwa, Allah would have forgiven their sins. Allah would have entered them into Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the dunya also, لَأَكَلُوا مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَمِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِهِمْ. Allah would have made them eat from above themselves and beneath their feet. Allah would have sent down the rains coming from the heavens. Allah would have given the food. Allah would have given abundance of His rozi and sustenance. And we look in the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, where they were the most poorest people, what poverty they were going through. Allah opened up the whole dunya for them. Everything came into their hands. The treasures of the world came into them because they followed the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Till today, if the ummah as a whole follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will open up the treasures of the world for them also, and Allah will give them dunya also. But this is when we will follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this day Allah will give izzat and honor to the Muslims. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends of the surah mentioning about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, what the disbelievers said regarding him. Some of them made him like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and some of them said he is one of the Trinity, whereas there is only one God and one deity. أَفَلَا يَتُوبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Why don't they make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is only a messenger. Many anbiya alayhi wasalam before him passed also. His mother also was a very pious and righteous woman. And Allah says a proof that there cannot be a God, a deity. كَانَ يَأْكُلَانِ الطُعَامِ. They used to eat food. And anyone who eats food is muhtaj, he's in need. And when a person eats food, he needs to go to the toilet and relieve himself. How can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have this quality of need, of muhtajagi? This is the quality of a banda and servant. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was definitely the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his mother also was a servant. And they were not part of the Trinity or part of the gods. Undur kayfa nubayyinu lahum al-ayat. See how clearly Allah ta'ala mentions the ayat for people. So easy for a person to understand these simple, simple things. And then finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the Bani Israel, the disbelievers amongst them, they were cursed on the tongue of Dawud alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam because they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They exceeded the bounds. And evil actions which were taking place, they did not prohibit when people do not command righteousness and prohibit from evil, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send such punishments upon the people. Then you will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah will not accept the duas of people. So this is also a very great command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amr bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar. Commanding righteousness and preventing people from evil. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says these people were cursed when they did not fulfill this great command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the people who are the most hardest against, of enmity against the Muslims are the Jews and the Mushrikeen. And till today we find it. And those who are closest to the people of Iman are those who say that we are Nasara, we are Christians, you give them da'wat. It's much more easier to encourage such people to accept Islam compared to a Jewish person or compared to a Mushrik, a polytheist. When a person gives da'wat, then normally these people, they accept much more easily. So we should definitely give da'wat whenever we meet, whoever we meet. Try to encourage them towards the fall of Islam. Generally, we will find in Allah Ta'ala in the next para, he mentions that some of them who have got clear hearts, open hearts, when they hear the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they start crying also, they start tearing because they understand that this is the truth, Islam is the truth, and the way of Islam is right. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam can never be a deity and a part of God, but he is also the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us true understanding.